Tainus also, they have a right to stop. They don't have to fast the three Tainuses during these days. All right, we'll stop here.
Yeah, we're holding Daf Yud on the days. On top, the Gemara says, Tana Rabbonim, Al Yoymer Odom, a person should not say Talmudani. I'm only a Talmud, I'm only a student, and therefore, ain't a royal Elias Yochid. I'm not considered a Yochid, somebody that could start fasting. Like the Mishnah just said, when it comes Yud Zayin Vamar Cheshvan, and no rain came down yet, so then the Yechidim start to fast. They start to dive into Hashem, that rain should start coming down. So a Talmud, a person that's learning Gemara, like we'll soon see what a Talmud means, he should not say, I'm only a Talmud and I'm not a Yochid, but rather he should also start fasting. Ela kol Talmud Chochem Yechidim. Rather, any Talmud Chochem, any Talmud, any student that's learning Torah, he is considered like a Yochid, that he also should start fasting on Yud Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan. Now the Gemara explains, Ezehu Yochid Ve'ezehu Talmud. What's the difference? What's called a real Yochid? That he like has a Chiyuv to start fasting on Yud Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan. And what's called the Talmud, like Mashmi, he just should do it, but Mashmi, not that he really has a Chiyuv to do it. What's the difference? So the Gemara explains like this. Yochid is called Shiroi Lemnoisai Parnas Alatzibur. A Yochid means a real big Talmud Chacham that he could answer any place you ask him from, and he's right to be appointed to be a leader over the Tzibur. Talmud means Kol Shiroi Lemnoisai Dvar Halacha B'Limudai V'Yomer. A Talmud means just, he just knows the one Masechta that he's learning. Whatever he's learning right now, if you ask him, he'll be able to answer you. That's called like a Talmud. V'Yafilu B'Masechta Dekala. Even if it's only an easy Masechta that he's learning right now, but as long as at least he can answer you for what he's learning right now, that's called the Talmud, that he also should start fasting when it comes Yud Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan. Tana Rabban, what's the price like this? Like kol aroid selase satsma yochid oisra. Not whoever, this is the machlokes now. One holds, like kol aroid selase satsma yochid oisra. Not whoever wants to make himself like a yochid to start fasting, he's not allowed to. Talmud Oysa, the same thing, you're not allowed to make yourself like a Talmud. This is Rabbi Meir Shita. In other words, if you're not really a Talmud Chacham, you're not really learning, or you're not a Talmud even, you should not start fasting on Yud Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan. Rabbi Yossi Oymer, no, Oysa, you're allowed to do it. Whoever wants to, if he wants to fast on Yud Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan, he's allowed to start fasting. V'zoch l'toiv, and as we remember, for the good, he's doing something good. Why? L'fi Shein Shvachuloi, he's not doing something to praise himself. In other words, we'll think he's like a Bagaivanik, he wants to show off. Elitzarullah, he's doing something that's painful for himself, therefore he's allowed to do it. We don't look as if he's being a Bagaivanik, he's doing something just to show off, but rather he means it lishmo. Tan Yiddich, we learned another price like this. This is Rabbi Shimon ben Elazar Shita. Not anybody could go and make himself like a Yochid, like a Talmud. In other words, if you're not a Yochid or you're not a Talmud, you should not start fasting on Yud Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan. Rather, it looks like a Bagaivanik, like you just want to show off if you're doing it. Rabbi Shimon ben Gamliel Leimer, though, B'med V'orim Amurim, when is this said, V'dover Shel Shvach? When do we say you're only doing something to show off, it's not right? That's if you're doing something that you'll be praised for it. It's something, a Shvach, it's a praise for yourself. Avol V'dover Shel Tzar, but like here by fasting, where it's only painful to yourself, Isa, then you are allowed to do it. Whoever wants to, he's allowed to start fasting on Yud Zayin B'Mar Cheshvan now if the rain did not start to come down in Eretz Yisrael. V'zochol atoiv, and we remember him for the good. Shein shvachu loy, because what he's doing is not really a praise to himself. Elitzarhu loy, he's only giving himself some pain. You're doing something painful. We don't say you're a Bagaivanik, you're doing it to show off, but rather you're doing it lishmo. Tana Rabbonin, wanted a brace like this. If somebody was mekabel upon himself to fast because something bad was happening, was a big tsar going around, a big plague was coming around, v'yavra, and in the middle of the fast, the plague went away. Or else, alachola, somebody started to fast because somebody was sick in the family, and he wanted to like daven to Hashem, Hashem should heal him, v'nisrape, and then the chola became well, got healed up. He's a reza misana mashlim. He still has to fast. And if he got well in the middle of the fast, he still has to finish fasting. But since you were Makava, you accepted upon yourself to fast, you have a chiv now to fast one day, even though the tsar or the chayla got well, still you have to fast. Ha-hoylech, somebody is going. Mimokam from one town, Shein Misanin. In your town where you lived until now, the Bezdin there was not grazed with tainus on the Tzibur. But you're going now, Lemokam Shein Misanin. You're going now into a new city, where in that city, let's say a plague is going on, something bad is happening there, that the Bezdin there was grazed with everybody in the city should fast. Is Harezeh Misani Moim. You have to fast with them. Since now you're going into that city, you go to Chumrah, and you have to fast with them. What about the opposite way? Mimokam Shein Misanin, Lemokam Shein Misanin. You're in a city now that there's a plague, that the Bezdin said everybody should fast there, and you decided to move to go to another city, where there everything is okay, and there they don't have to fast. The Lachar is still Harezeh Misana. You should still fast. Since you were in the place when they were going through the Tainis, you should still fast. Umashlim, and you have to finish the fast day. What about Shochach V'Ochal V'Shosa? Let's say in the middle of the fast day you forgot, and you ate and you drank. The Lachar is Al Yisroi B'Fnei Tzibur. Don't look well in front of the rest of the Tzibur as if to say, you're feeling okay, you ate today. Don't show them. You'll make them jealous upon you. And you're not allowed to continue having pleasure to yourself. In other words, you still have to continue the day of fast. Even though you ate, you by mistake, you ate, you drank. And this is Halacha by Taina Tzibur, that even though you forgot and you started to eat, it's not cool like you are mevatel the Tainus, but you still have to continue fasting the rest of the day. Shenema, the Pasuk says, Vayomer Yaakov Labonav. Yaakov told his children, Lomot Yisro. Like when Yaakov told his sons to go down to the shrine to get Eichel, to get food, even though really they had enough food, but he didn't want the Goyim around there to be jealous of them. It's like, Lomot Yisro, why should we show off? He's Omalem Yaakov Labonav. Yaakov told his children, Al Tiru Atzmechem, don't show off, don't show yourself. Kishatem Tzveim, when you are satisfied. Leibifnei Esav, not in front of Esav. The Leibifnei Yishmuel, not in front of Yishmuel. Kadeshla Yiskarna Bachem, that they should not become jealous of you and start off and give you problems. To see the sinyin, that you're not supposed to show off to make yourself be satisfied in front of other people that are hungry, that are fasting. In fact, the Pasuk says that Joseph told his brothers, Al Tirguzuba Derech, they don't fight on the road. When he told the brothers, go down, go back to your father, to Yaakov Avinu, and tell him to come down to Mitzrayim, he told them, Atirgus of Aderech. He's Omer Rebeleza. Omer Lehem Yosef Liochid. Yosef told his brothers, Atis Asku B'dvar Halacha. When you're traveling on the road, don't be Yosef, don't talk in learning. Why? In the Dvar Halacha in learning, Koshem Atirgus of Alechem Aderech. Maybe, you'll start to learn so strong, you'll have fights in one another in learning, and you won't be able to travel. So therefore, don't learn when you're traveling to go bring your father or to get your father. For the Gemara, ain't it's not that way. How could Yosef tell his brothers this? For Yomer Rebeloyi Babrachia, that Shnei Talmidei Chachamim, Shemahalchim Baderech, we have two Talmidei Chachamim going on the road. We ain't Bineyim Divrei Torah, and they're not talking and learning when they're traveling together. Is Ruyim Lisaref, it's worthy for them to be burnt up? In other words, you are supposed to talk and learning. Shinema, the Pasuk says, Vayhi Heima Holchim, that since there was a diba between them, therefore the fire just separated, went in between them. So the Gemara says, "Time more dika diba." You know why it didn't burn them up? It just went in between them because there was diba. They were talking and learning. Mash moholeka diba. If they would not be talking and learning, then we say ruyimli sorif. It was worthy for them to be burnt up. So you say here, if you're walking in the road and you're a Talmud Chacham and you're not talking and learning, it's a very bad thing. So how could Yosef tell his brothers not to talk and learning? So Mora says, Lakash, there's no stira, I'll tell you. Hol migras, hol le yune. If you just want to be gurus to learn easy, learn Mishnayis, just to learn something easy, that you're allowed to and that you're supposed to when you're going on the way, talk and learning. Aber le yune, to talk deep, to understand, to be misbeinin, to use to really think into it deeply, that you should not do on the road. So then you won't be able to travel, that's no good. The Masnisa Tony in the Brisa says like this, this is what Joseph told his brothers, Al Tarsiyu Psiyagasa, don't take big steps. Vehechnisu Chamal Yir, and make sure when you're traveling, only when the sun is still out. And go in, large, before the sun goes down. Now, Al Tarsiyu Psiyagasa, he told them, don't take big steps when you're traveling. The Yom Marcos, we learned like this. Psiya gasa noiteles echod michomesh meyos mi moir einer shalodim. Because big step takes away 1/500 of your eyesight. Therefore, it's bad for the eyesight to take big steps. So Yosef told his brothers, don't take big steps on the road. And then secondly, the Hechnisu Chamal Yir, make sure you come into the city to lodge when the sun is still out. In other words, don't travel by nighttime. Kidder Rav Yehuda Amar Rav. The Yom Rav Yehuda Amar Rav, Rav Yehuda, in the name of Rav, said, Li'olam Yetze Yodim Chitoiv. A person should leave to travel when it's Chitoiv, when it's good, when it's light outside. V'yikones B'chitoiv. And make sure you come into lodge also when it's still light, when it's still Chitoiv outside. Shenemla, the Postik says, Ha'boike Or V'hanoshim Sholchoy. That the Boike Or, when it came light outside, that's when they first started to travel. Mashmi should only travel when it's light, and not travel at night time when it's dark, because it's bad for Ganovim, it's dangerous then, it's bad, you may not know the road, you may fall in ditches, so don't travel at night, rather just by daytime. Right, Omer Rav Yehuda, Omer Rav Yechiya, Hamahalich Baderech, if somebody is going on the road, traveling on the road, Al Yoichal Yoise Mishnei Raven, he should not eat too much before you travel, just as much as people eat in a hungry year. My time, what's the reason? How come you shouldn't eat too much before you travel on the road? Is Hochi here in Bobo, they learned like this. Tagimo mishumaino. They said because there's problems of the digestive system. It's no good for the stomach, like, to have too much food in it when it's traveling. Therefore, don't eat too much before you start to travel. B'marova Amri, in Eretz Yisrael, they said like this. Mishum mizaini. It's no good because if you eat too much now, you'll be used to eating a lot. And it could be on the road, you won't find enough food to eat, and it'll be no good for you. So therefore, start off right now not eating so much, it won't be so bad for you later. Mar says, my benayu, what's the difference between the two reasons? My benayu. Have the Gemara, one reason is, one nachmina is, the yasvi barva.